So here's the thing. I'm tired of making decisions. I took a job where I spend all day making decisions for people, what they need to do, what work needs to be done. I shouldn't whine because it's quite literally what I signed up for, and I don't mind it really. But then I found myself making every decision outside of the job as well. I'm the planner for my friend group. I'm the one who throws out the ideas, arranges the rides and the meeting times, organizes the tickets. And once again, I don't mind it. Others have tried, but it's easy to get overwhelmed when you're trying to arrange six very different schedules. Besides, I'm good at it. I'm not close with family, so the majority of my life has been making all the decisions. But it's tiring. I spent my entire last relationship planning every weekend and every date, because otherwise it's a half-assed attempt that fizzled out. And I don't need visions of grandeur. I just want a night of not having to plan what the dinner will be. So I guess this is my confession. I'm really fucking tired of making all the decisions. So I'm not. Not for this audio, at least. I don't want to make a single decision for where this is going. Instead, I've let you make the decisions for me. I'm stealing snippets from comments and messages and taking what you want, what you like, so I don't have to think of a thing. Sometimes a girl just wants to be a little mindless for once in her life. I like the idea of a night where I don't really have to think. It sounds nice. Really fucking nice, to be honest. So help me unthink. Maybe you want to be on my mind all day. I spend the hours in the office thinking about how good you feel, how satisfyingly sore you make me, how the fingertip bruises on my hips and thighs are my favorite reminder of you, that there's a fleeting sense of annoyance that you've made it where you're the only thing I want and every other guy is now ruined for me, that I'll spend the time thinking of how much better you feel. And then at night, I crack, and one of us makes that late night call with that unspoken sense of urgency. It ends with me on my back, you standing between my legs while I wrap my legs around you. I spent all day thinking of you inside me, so don't make a girl wait any longer than she needs to. My favorite noise is the one you make when you fill me up. That's the noise that was on my mind all day. I could listen to it on repeat and never get bored. Back arched, head falling into shoulders while you take a moment to feel how tight I am before you begin moving. You could break me in half and I would welcome it. I once said I don't break easy, but I would make an exception for you. And I know that one thing has been on your mind. You've never hit the fact that you like my pierced nipples. A welcome change from the ex who refused to talk to me for weeks when I got it done. Actually, make that two things on your mind, because I also know that even thinking of how much nicer they would be if you made an absolute mess of them. And I'm more than happy to wrap a hand around your cock when you pull out last minute, stroking you one last time before you make me a mess. Or maybe you want a slower, lazier start. Curled up in my bed with the sun peeking through the curtain slightly. Laying behind me as my ass is tucked up against your hips. My head using your arm as a pillow while I get comfortable, knowing that I'm squirming into you. I like the feeling of your fingers tracing the outlines of my tattoos, running down my arm, up my thighs, and brushing the ones that people rarely ever see. And you definitely know I like the feeling of your hand slipping between my legs. And I know that you like how how easily I get turned on when you kiss my neck. I'm a girl of simple pleasures, what can I say? It doesn't take much for me to turn around and one hand grasping your jawline so I can kiss you and moan into your mouth while your fingers reach deep inside me before I beg you for more, for something more than fingers. I hate being teased, and you know that. You won't do that to me, but you also won't give me what I fully want. You won't let me leave red trail marks down your back. You take my wrists and you tie them together. We learned a while ago that you're better at knots than I am. I make them too tight, and the longer it takes for me to undo it, the harder I laugh because I can't help myself, and you make me laugh too easily. But that's not the point, not right now, anyways, because I'd rather go back to you pushing down on my hip so I'm on my back, with my wrists above my head. I want my fingers to dig into yours while you hold me there before you finally slide into me. Fingers are nice, but your cock will always be my favorite choice. And I can't help but arch my back to make sure that you're steep as possible. I love the feeling of you wrapping one arm under my leg, pulling it up slightly because you know how good you feel like that. And I'm dangerously close to losing my thoughts, but not yet. Not just yet. Or I could start during the workday. Me under your desk, keeping my mouth busy while you try to pretend to be busy in meetings. It can start with my hands on your thighs, moving up to your belt and unbuckling before nudging your hips up so I can pull everything down. I'll start with light kisses and teeth grazing the skin of your thighs. My fingers coiled around as I slowly stroke you, moving my way up until my tongue traces you, curling around the bottom of your head so I can taste you before my lips wrap around you so I can really taste you. Your head tilted back, eyes closed, and on back of my head. And at some point, you've had enough of the teasing, enough of the muffled moans, and use my hair to pull myself back and pull me upwards. Knees on either side of your hips, your hard cock between my legs, arms wrapped around your neck. I drag my teeth across your bottom lip while one hand unravels itself from behind you so I can once again wrap my fingers around you and hold you steady while I sink down onto you. You know that you want to call me a good girl for taking every inch of you, and you know how much I hate that I like it. And I know that you like me best with your fingers wrapped around my neck. Oh, I struggle to say, fuck daddy, you feel good. And that the words leave my head right after that. When you thrust into me, I know that you like me best when I can't remember a sentence. And more importantly, when I can't remember how to walk after this. Oh, fuck. Maybe I really like not making the decisions, actually. Oh, fuck.